The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours together. Thanks so much for finding the pod, downloading the pod, listening to the pod. Hope it's a habit you make each and every day. We're available on all your favorite podcast platforms. All you have to do is subscribe, and it'll be waiting for you wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. Coming up, I'm so afraid the Falcons will pick this losing lane that it's keeping me up at night. Plus, this Fast and Furious foursome should help the Braves steal a few more wins. And history says Desmond Ridder making the Falcons a Super Bowl team is quite the long shot. We'll cover all that and more coming up in a moment. Let me remind you first, we are brought to you by the Rhodes Group. If you want to save money on your insurance, I'm talking your home and car insurance rates. First, let me ask you, do you know what you're paying? Let's be clear. As adults, we're supposed to know this stuff. Sometimes we don't. I found that I was paying way too much when I had the Rhodes Group shop my home and auto rates because their job was to find me the best coverage, but at the best price. So many ways we're trying to eliminate some costs from our budget, but there are certain things you're just not going to be able to eliminate when it comes to monthly payments. What if I told you you can get better insurance coverage at a better price? Isn't that something you'd be interested in? Well, Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group can make both those dreams a reality. If you go to their website, they can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in 10 minutes by shopping those rates like the professionals they are to get you those savings you want. Go online to Rhodes-Group.com/Chernoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S, Rhodes-Group.com/Chernoff to get those 10 quotes in less than 10 minutes or call them directly. 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. So I said something to you guys before here on the pod, and I've also talked about it on the radio, that I hope Falcon fans aren't willingly signing up for average or just good. And while good is better than what the Falcons have been over the last 5 or 6 years, what is the old expression? Good is the opponent of great, or good is the scariest part of just like being middle of the pack. And while the Falcons have a chance to be good next year, I really believe that, just by adding pieces in free agency, I think there's a chance for them to really try to be great if they take some chances. I brought up something that Kevin Knight of the Falcoholic tweeted for potential options at quarterback for the Falcons, and I thought it was very interesting the way he laid it out. He wrote about Jimmy Garoppolo, for instance. He says Garoppolo is going to be looking for $25 million a year, and after Brady's retirement, he'll have some suitors. He writes, the Falcons should not be one of those teams. He's not a bridge starter at this point the way Marcus Mariota was, who was $4.2 million in 2022. Then Kevin Knight continued. He wrote, Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, and Gardner Minshew are far more likely to end up in Atlanta. I cringed. Not because I think Kevin Knight's wrong. I think he might be right. He writes, Brissett and Heineke fit the Arthur Smith quarterback mold very well, and neither will cost more than $10 million. He says, I still think Desmond Ridder wins a camp battle, but a good veteran backup makes sense. Okay, might be true. But start asking yourself, let's say it is either Jacoby Brissett, or Gardner Minshew, or Taylor Heineke. What is that going to equal? If the Falcons get a lot of stuff right in free agency, if they get enough right in the draft, and they have one of those quarterbacks, what does that equal? To me, it looks like you win 8 games. Maybe you win 9. Maybe if everything goes well, you get to 10 wins, which would be awesome compared to what we've been living through for the past 5 years. But that has a ceiling on it. The ceiling is you get to the playoffs, you run into a really good team with a good quarterback, and you go home. Now, maybe Desmond Ridder wins the starting job over any of those three that are brought in to be the veteran backup. But Desmond Ridder, to me, probably ends up being somewhere in the range of Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, or Gardner Minshew. And there is a lane for that in the NFL. That's just not a lane to travel down to win a Super Bowl. For all the pushback that I keep getting when I bring up the Lamar Jackson want, and I do want him in a trade, The pushback I get from you guys is it's too much to pay and it's too much to give up. You might be right on both accounts, but I know what I'm getting. I'm getting a potentially elite quarterback who's already shown he can win MVP, take his team to the postseason consistently, and win 45 of his 61 starts. That's worth paying for. That's known. That's a commodity. Desmond Ridder, who we know almost nothing about, or one of the names I just gave you that maybe is an upgrade over Marcus Mariota, be it Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, or Taylor Heineke, that equals pretty good. If everything else around them is good enough, you can be pretty good. That doesn't give you a chance to win a championship. And while that seems like it's millions of years away right now competing for a title, the Philadelphia Eagles, 2 years before they were in the playoffs, were in a position where the Falcons are trying to rebuild everything. Now, they got it right with Jalen Hurts. They got it right a ton in the draft, and they got enough right in free agency, and now they're playing in a Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Falcons can't do that. That's a lot of stuff to get right if you're building around Desmond Ridder or one of those free agent quarterbacks. You don't have to get near as much right if you're building around Lamar Jackson. You just don't. And if you already have a team that has a young wide receiver that you invested a lot in the draft, a young tight end that you did the same, a running back that has popped after a rookie season that nobody expected, it's even more reason to invest in the better quarterback because you can at that point. I just don't want Atlanta to settle for Gardner, Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, or Desmond Ridder and think that's going to equal a chance to compete for a championship somewhere down the line. I just don't think it's in the cards. I'd love to be wrong. I'll tell you if I'm wrong and when I'm wrong. I just don't think it's going to happen. All right, I want to talk about a foursome for the Braves that I think could help the Braves steal a few more wins. But first, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive travel service that is taking you to the national championship to see the Dogs go for a title against TCU. The same way we took you to see the Dirty Birds in New Orleans against the Aints. The same way we went to Lexington to see Georgia against Kentucky. Next month, we're going to see the Bravos in spring training, but all wrapped around an amazing three-day getaway to a beautiful resort in Clearwater Beach. So you're going to get 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th with us at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach. And tickets to go see the Bravos and the Pirates. Cool experiences that we'll be announcing too to add more fun to the trip. I have to hold these just a little bit longer to let you know what's going to happen there. But I can't hold this much longer. We've got one room left. One single room left for you to grab with a $99 deposit at atlsportstrips.com. That's atlsportstrips.com if you want to be a part of what's going to be a fantastic three-day weekend. I'm bringing the family and the kids down. I hope to see you on our trip. Now, what you'll see, too, is some of the Braves' names I'm telling you about here. Now, you guys saw over the offseason some of the rules changes coming to baseball. One of them, I think, should benefit the Braves offensively, and that's the new bigger bases and the two-throw-to-first limit now the pitchers have when a runner gets on base. That should also benefit the Braves. I was looking at the Braves' potential lineups, and we know it'll include Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, and we think Vaughn Grissom. Think about the potential for base running that this team can give you that it doesn't seem like is a huge thing in baseball anymore. Ronald Acuna, we know when healthy, can steal you 35 or 40 bases. Ozzie Albies can steal you 20 bases. I think Michael Harris can steal you 40. Like, I think Michael Harris has a big number in him if he's on base enough, which I think he will be, to steal 40 bases. And I think a guy like Vaughn Grissom can steal 25 or 30 bags. Start doing the math on some of that, and you're looking at somewhere in 120 stolen bases from that group of four. Do you know how big of a deal is that is for a team that already has a bunch of power? The power from Acuna and Ozzie and Riley and Olsen and Harris and Murphy to add the base-stealing threat and to add that these guys can take extra bases on you. A ball hitting the gap when you have Michael Harris and Ronald Acuna on base is going to be a joy. A ball hitting the gap when you have Vaughn Grissom on base and Ozzie Albies is going to be a joy to watch. There's a reason I keep saying I think the Braves are the best team in the National League on paper coming into the season. Their depth, their talent, and I think their versatility. I think there's nothing this offense won't give you. From power to base stealing to extra base hits, like, it's all covered. I don't remember a time when the Braves had four guys that I could tell you legitimately could all steal 20, 30, and in some cases 40 bases. And with the new rules, I think it's going to play in perfectly to what the Braves want to do. I think the green light, it's going to always be on. Ronald Acuna leads off the game with a base hit. If Michael Harris comes up, well, there's a chance Acuna's on second base after stealing a bag, and now Harris's speed is in the box. And then as Ozzie Albies comes up and gets on base, and then Vaughn Grissom's up, you're going to be able to do a lot of stuff with this offense. beyond just waiting and sitting back and waiting for the three-run home run. It's going to be a fun offense to watch top to bottom, and I think the versatility is a huge reason why. I will circle back to talking about Desmond Ridder and the Falcons here in a moment. First, let me remind you, if you're heading to watch the big game or looking for the best spot to watch the big game, it should be at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. That's my go-to sports bar. Go meet Sean Daly, the proprietor of the Daily Draft, and go see two levels of sports viewing paradise that you're going to love to watch the big game on Sunday to see Kansas City and Philadelphia. Now, all in the middle of it is this 9-foot movie-sized screen. This is this technological marvel that I want in my home. I'm very jealous of the Daily Draft for this, but you can enjoy it with a front row seat to the big game Sunday by grabbing the couch, which is like 5 feet in front of that enormous TV. While you're there, you can chomp on some great bites on the chef-inspired menu, enjoy the craft beer bar with all the great craft options you will love, and an on-demand option that lets you get the beer of your choice when you want right on a wall with the extra technology that the Daily Draft offers. It's all in one place. It's the Daily Draft downtown Woodstock on Main Street. To find out more, find them on the web at dailydraft.net or follow them on their social channels on Facebook and Instagram. So I saw a note on the list of starting quarterbacks by round in the NFL draft who have been to Super Bowls. I thought this was so telling. So 57 quarterbacks who have been drafted in the first round of the NFL draft have played in Super Bowls. 8 quarterbacks who have been second round picks have played in a Super Bowl. 14 quarterbacks picked in the third round have made it to a Super Bowl. 4 quarterbacks who have picked in the fourth round have made it. And 13 quarterbacks picked in the sixth round have played in a Super Bowl. So let me break this down a little more. 57 first rounders have played in a Super Bowl. 55 quarterbacks taken anywhere else have been in the big game. Until you realize 10 of those were Tom Brady. So now start doing the math on first rounders versus every other round of the draft to find a quarterback. If you're trying to do it with a second, third, fourth, fifth rounder, you're trying to be the exception to the rule. Well, it's not impossible. It's not how you build a team. So maybe Desmond Ridder is the exception to that rule, but I sure as hell wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't say this is my guy because history tells you he might be a good enough guy, but not a guy to take you to a Super Bowl. Not a guy that's good enough to help you win a championship, and that's supposed to be the goal that nobody lose sight of when they're building your team. Not to be pretty good, not to have a middle-of-the-road quarterback, to have a quarterback that you think can be a part of you, the reason you win a championship. Not saying Desmond can't be that. I'm just telling you guys history is against it. It's been against it since the day they drafted him. All right, if you guys would, please subscribe to the pod now. You can do it on any of your favorite podcast platforms, and it'll be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. or depending when we want to put it up. I will talk to you later this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.